சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்யபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்
இன் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட்
11 வெர்சஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் சாப்டர் விபூதி யோகா Lord Krishna talked about the unique nature of God, because of which God becomes both the intelligent cause of the creation and, more importantly, the material cause of the creation also. Since the Lord is the intelligent cause of this creation, we come to know that the cause is Chetana Tattvam. Because the intelligent cause should have the intelligence, and to have intelligence is to be a sentient being, and therefore Lord being the intelligent cause, God has got both the omniscience and also the omnipotence, or the skill to create this universe. So sarvajnatvam and sarvashaktimatvam and chetanatvam etc. are revealed by that. And this aspect is said in all religious scriptures. So, whichever religion accepts God, they all point out that God is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. This is common. But the second unique feature that Krishna pointed out is that God himself is the material cause also, because of which we come to know that God has the potentiality to manifest as the very universe. Just as seed, the material cause of the tree, has the potentiality to manifest as the tree. Similarly, Lord has the potentiality to manifest as the universe. And this first power of omnipotence and the omniscience is technically called Yoga Shaktihi. And the manifestation of the Lord in the form of the creation is called Vibhutihi. Thus God has got Yoga and Vibhuti. Yoga referring to the omniscience and the omnipotence by which he is the intelligent cause, and vibhuti means the potentiality or the capacity by which the Lord manifests as the manifold universe. And this was pointed out in the beginning part of the 10th chapter, and thereafter Krishna said, because of this reason, a person need not put forth separate effort to have the vision of God. Because once I understand that God alone is manifesting as this universe, everything in the universe is the manifestation of the Lord. Therefore, whatever I am seeing God only. So, when I am seeing a bangle, I am having Swarna Darshanam. When I am seeing a chain, I am having Swarna Darshanam. When I am seeing a ring, I am having Swarna Darshanam. Why? Because Swarnam happens to be the material cause of all these three. extending the same principle, whatever effect in this creation I experience, whether it is Akasha, Vayu, or Agni, or Jalam, or Prithivi, I am having Ishvara Darshanam. When I am seeing Akasha, I am having Ishvara Darshanam. When I am seeing Vayu, when I am seeing Agni, in fact, I am Sarvada, Sarvatra. Sarvada means what? At every time. Sarvatra means what? In every place. I am constantly having Ishvara Darshanam only. If only I know this fact, that Ishvara is the very substance behind this creation. And this appreciation of Ishvara as the very universe was called Virat Darshanam or Vishwarupa Darshanam, the details of which we will get in the 11th chapter. Krishna has indicated this Vishwarupa Darshanam in the 7th chapter also, in the 9th chapter also, and in the 10th chapter also. And then Krishna pointed out that the one who is such a Virat Bhakta, for him a temple is not required to invoke the devotee in him, because for him every place is temple, because temple is defined as a place where God is. Temple is defined as a place where God is. And since God is everywhere for him, every place is a temple, and since every place is a temple, he is a devotee in every place. And therefore the basic transformation that takes place in him is, he is not a devotee at a particular time and place, but he is a devotee at all times in all places. So this conversion of the temporary devotee into a permanent devotee is a very big transformation, which is the result of Vishwarupa appreciation. And once I am a permanent devotee, then my very response to situations in life will be different. Naturally, raga and dvesha will be heavily neutralized, and therefore mental disturbances also will come down. In fact, such a Virat Bhakta will become sadhana, chatushtaya, sampannaha effortlessly. And once he has got that sadhana, chatushtaya, sampatti, he will have only one goal in life, which is to recognize the next higher stage of Ishvara, Virat Ishvara to Nirguna Ishvara. To remember what I had told before, Ekarupa Ishvara to Anekarupa Ishvara to Arupa Ishvara. Both stages are very important transformations, not that easy. The first conversion is over, Ekarupa Bhakta to Anekarupa Bhakta. From this to come to Nirguna Jnanam is not that easy, but Krishna promises, my assistance will be there. I will cooperate with you. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam enamam upayantite. So I will make sure that his mind is a patram, fit mind. And if guru is required, I will send one. If shastra shravanam is required, I will provide the opportunity. Everything I will do until the nirguna ishvara jnanam takes place, which alone will give liberation. Tesham eva anukam parthamaha magnanajam tamaha nashayam nyatma bhavastaha jnana deepena bhasvata. So thus, Krishna has comprehensively presented the entire journey, Eka Rupa Bhakti to Aneka Rupa Bhakti to Arupa Bhakti. And now Arjuna asked a question from verse number 12 up to verse number 18, which part we are seeing now. Arjuna is interested in knowing more about Vishwarupa Ishwara. Of course, Krishna has pointed out that everything in the creation is Bhagavan's manifestation. Lord plus Nama Rupa is equal to creation. But even though everything is the manifestation of the Lord, certain things in the creation are more attractive, more appealing. So, attractive manifestation of Ishvara, even among animals and insects also, if you see an elephant, and that too a kutti elephant, you know, you can go on watching. But you see a cockroach. Are you at any time tempted, unless you are doing a research on cockroach? Cockroach is wonderful. It is great. They say it has existed before us. In the evolution ladder, it has existed. And if there is a huge atomic explosion, we all will die except cockroach. It will survive. It has got a tremendous survival mechanism. So it is also there. It is also glory of Lord. But the human mind finds it difficult to think of that. Therefore, Arjuna wants to know a list of glorious, attractive, beautiful things in the creation. In fact, we ourselves can make a list among the flowers. We can take one flower and say, this is the most attractive flower and that is the Lord. Even though other flowers are also Lord, you say this is the Lord. And similarly, among animals you can take, among trees you can take, among human beings you can take, among cricketers you can take, among chess players we can take, among teachers we can take, even though we can make our own list, among Gita chapters also. You can say, which chapter is most appealing? Suppose I ask you, and ask every one of you to write in a chit and drop. You will find each one is always a difficult question. One will say 12 is great. Another will say 10 is great. Another will say 15 is great. Because for eating, of course it has other reasons also. So take the attractive things in the creation. And what is the purpose, Arjuna says? It is easier to focus the mind upon an attractive thing. The mind gravitates towards something beautiful, something glorious, something wonderful. And since the mind naturally gravitates, we can take that attractive object as a symbol of the Lord. Because even though Lord is everything, we cannot simultaneously meditate upon the totality. Because our mind has limitation, it can think of only one thing at a time. Our eyes are limited, I cannot see all of you simultaneously. Panna mudiyadhu, if I see here, indha pakam pochu, frontala paatha, backala pochu. So how can I visualize the totality for meditation? It is impossible, and therefore what do? I take a finite symbol to represent the infinite, exactly like saluting a flag to represent the entire country. Otherwise, how will I salute India? I have to travel all over keeping the hand like that. By the time I complete, the hand will be stuck on the head. Not possible. Therefore, have a Bharat Mata picture or have a flag and then you salute the flag. Therefore, you require a symbol to visualize. And any attractive object can become such a symbol. We call it alambanam. In the Upanishad classes, I have dealt with it in the Kathopanishad. Etadalambanam shreshtham etadalambanam param. Alambanam means what? A finite, concrete symbol to represent a limitless and abstract object. And this alambanam is of two types. One is called pratima alambanam and another is called pratika alambanam. Pratima means an alambanam which has got a human form, where all the limbs and organs are prominent. Like Rama, Krishna, etc., head is there, hands are there, eyes are there. Just as we have got clear limbs, if Lord also is represented as a human being with clean limbs, anthropomorphism, they call it. Visualizing God as a person. Even though the all-pervading God cannot have a personal form, but still you represent, when you do like that, it is called what? Pratima. But when you use a symbol which is not a living being like a human being or an animal, but it doesn't have all the limbs, etc., like a saligrama. Adukku kai irukko, kaal irukko, kannu irukko. It doesn't have limbs. Therefore, saligrama will become what? Pratika alambanam. Shivalinga is pratika alambanam. If you take turmeric powder and pudicha pullayara, adu vandu and the turmeric pidi irukko illayo, adukku peru pratika alambanam. Valakku poojayile you take the flame does not have hands and legs, pratika alambanam. Thus, you can choose anything in the creation as a pratima or pratika alambanam. In fact, we can take even human being. If we are attracted towards someone or there is someone great, we can choose and worship. But better not to tell that person because that person may develop ego. People are worshipping me. Vango. So therefore, you can destroy a person by flattering him. And therefore, since ego can be developed, we say that we don't do that. But we worship Matru Devo Bhava. Mother is taken as a representative of God. Father is taken. Guru is taken. Any jnani is taken. Thus even a human being can be an alambanam. Therefore Arjuna wants a list of alambanam. And therefore he says, hey Krishna, even though I can do the homework, I want you to help me by giving me the list. Katham vidyamaham yogin tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu. Kidrisha bhaveshu alambaneshu. Their bhava represents what? Any object which can serve as an alambanam. Alambanam means what? A symbol. An aid. Not aids. Aid. A help. Alambanam means what? A support. Support for what? The mind. So mind needs the support of the concrete to visualize the abstract. So abstract dhyanam pandrathukku concrete nudaya support vendirukku. Adhanal adukku per enna? Alambanam. And what is the benefit that I will get? Not moksha directly. By this upasana, my mind will expand. I will learn to see God everywhere. When I see a river, I don't jump into the river in attraction. I will first go and do namaskara, and I do prokshanam, and then prayerfully I enter the water. So that transformation takes lot of assimilation. It is very easy to jump into the river. எஸ்பெஷலி மட்ராஸில் ஜலம் இல்லாத டைமில் எங்கே என்ன ரிவரை பார்த்தேன்னா யூ வில் பி டெம்டட் பட் ஐ டோன்ட் டூ. சிமிலர்லி வென் யூ சீ சம்திங் நைஸ் ஈட்டபிள் இட் இஸ் வெரி ஈஸி டு இம்மீடியட்லி படக்குன்னு வாயில் போட்டுக்கிறேன் பட் ஐ டோன்ட் டூ தேட் ஸோ ஐ ரிமெம்பர் தி லார்ட். So this transformation Arjuna wants, and therefore he asks for Krishna's assistance, and Krishna is going to help Arjuna. Verse number 18. Vistarenatmano yogam Vibhudincha janardana பூய கதய திருப்திர்ஹி ஶ்ருண்வதோ நாஸ்தி மே மிருதம். So before requesting, as we saw in the last class, first Arjuna glorified Krishna, so that Krishna is very happy. And when Krishna is very happy, Arjuna wanted to give the donation book, you know, so that he can collect enough funds. Like that, he wants to ask after pleasing Lord Krishna. Now Krishna is very happy because he has been glorified Param Brahma, Parandhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adidevam. Ore archana mayam panniyache. So now he asks for the request. What is that? He Janardana, O Lord Krishna, who is sought after by everyone, the most wanted person, not in the negative sense, wanted person. Okay, the most wanted person is Lord Janaihi Ardhyate Yachyate Iti Janardana. Ardh means what? Yachana, begging. And Jana Arjana means what? The one who is begged by all the people, because they are constantly asking the kudu, adakudu, in the problem to solve pannu, and the problem to solve pannu. Therefore, constant petition receiver is called Janardana. And hey Janardana, kathaya, may you enumerate, narrate in list what? Atmanaha yogam. Atma here is reflexive pronoun. Your own yoga shakti, potentiality. What potentiality? The potentiality to become the universe. The mango seed has the potentiality, all right, but it has the potential to become only mango tree. It cannot become coconut tree. And if milk is there, it has the potentiality to give you only what you call butter. But it cannot give you oil. So thus everything in the creation has a limited potential. We also have got our own potential. But what is the greatness of Bhagavan's potential? He has the potentiality to become the whole cosmos. Akashasambhutaha. Imagine Bhagavan becomes space itself. We do not even know what is space. Adha apparam paathukalam. Bhagavan manifests as space first, because before anything is created, first you require what? Irukka edam venum illaya. Apparam uduka udai unna venum illam pesikalam. Adhilla irukka edam venum illaya. Therefore, akashad vayuhu, vayor agnihi, agnerapaha. So, this potentiality is called yoga, I told you before. And this potentiality is never seen perceptually. Any potential is inferred. Suppose you have got a singing potential. How do I know? Ningallam vaaya mudindu okkandirukke. How do I know who can sing? Who can sing tolerably? And who can sing well? How do I know? I have to only infer. Munji padalam theriyapadilla. So what should I do? I have to ask you to sing. So from your song which I hear, I can infer your potential. Therefore, yoga is always anumeyam, inferred. Bhagavan has got infinite power. How do I know? Because he has created this world. So the world is the testimony. World is the signature of the Lord. So from the world I know Bhagavan's yoga, which is nothing but the Maya Shaktihi. Yoga is nothing but the Maya only. So why Maya is called Yogaha? Shankaracharya writes in his commentary, in this context, yoga means combination, ghatanam. And Maya is called Yogaha because Maya is a combination of three things, sattva, rajas, tamo gunanam combination, like a three-stranded string. Suppose you have got a string which is made up of three strands, exactly like that, Maya is one thread, and in that Maya thread, three strands are there, which are known as sattva strand, raja strand and tama strand. And since it is a mixture of three, it is called yogaha, gunanam mishraha ityartaha. And that Maya potential you have, and not only that, vibhutihi. This also I have told you before, vibhuti is what? When the potential is expressed and becomes visible, that visible, expressed, manifest, perceptible power is called vibhutihi. So yoga is to be inferred, vibhuti is to be perceived. Yoga is anumeyam, vibhuti is pratyaksham. Then I told you, ஞாபகம் இருக்கும், ரெண்டு வாரம் கேப், ரெண்டு வாரம் இல்லை ஒரு வாரம் கேப் வந்ததுனால எனக்கு சந்தேகமா இருந்தது. சோ யோகம் விபூதிஞ்ச கதைய, யூ பிளீஸ் டீச் மீ ஹவு விஸ்தரேன இலாபரேட்லி. நவ் கிருஷ்ணா மே ஃபீல் பேட் பிகாஸ் கிருஷ்ணா ஹாஸ் ஆல்ரெடி என்யூமரேட்டட் ஹிஸ் விபூதிஸ் இன் தி 7th சாப்டர். You know where? Rasohamapsukaunteya prabhaspishashi suryayoho pranavasarvavedeshu shabdashche paurushamrushu. I am that beautiful taste of water. I am the Omkara in the Vedas. I am the light in the sun and moon. Krishna has already enumerated them in the 7th chapter. And again in the 9th chapter, Krishna has enumerated, Aham kraturaham yajnaha swadhahamaham aushadham mantrohamaham evajyam ahamagniraham hutam pitahamasya jagato matadhata pitamahaha. So now imagine, after the teacher teaches everything, and the student asks the same thing, what will the teacher feel? Like Dayananda Swamiji says, this musician has sung ragam, tanam, pallavi in Mohana ragam. Very elaborately. And with all kalpana swaram, santaniyavartanam, ella mudichachi. And nobody was appreciating because it was kalyana kacheri in a wedding reception. Only one person was appreciating, the musician was happy. And at the end of the whole ragam, tanam, pallavi, tani, tani avartanam also. And this person says, I have only one request to make. Please sing Mohana ragam. Now what he will feel now? Like that, he has already told the vibhuti in the 7th and 9th. And if Arjuna asks for the same, Krishna will feel, ivalukellam teach panni enna prayodhanam. They come always with a fresh and a clean mind. So therefore Arjuna knew that Krishna will be frustrated if the student does not remember. And therefore Arjuna says, Bhuyaha Kathaya. Hey Krishna, I remember you have taught it. Don't mistake me. I am not asking this as a fresh topic. As a very, very new topic. But I know that you have already told. Therefore he says, Bhuyaha Kathaya. I am only asking for repetition. So in the olden days, drama and all, they will say it seems once more. So if M.K. Tyagaraja Bhagavadar or Kittappa or whatever, whoever sing, if it is so wonderful once more, then they will again sing it seems. I don't know, I have heard. And if in the drama he falls dead very beautifully, they will say once more. He'll get up and again fall. So realistically he dies, you know. Adu madri, Arjuna also is telling, once more. It is so nice to hear Ishwara's glory. So, Bhuya Kathaya. And why am I asking? Triptihi me nasti. I never get fed up. I never get bored by listening to this topic. It is ever fresh. It is ever rejuvenating. It is ever enlivening. I never get satiated or fed up. Therefore, triptihi nasti. Unlike the other thing. So even the most tasty food, if you eat laddu, you like, first one you will enjoy, second one you will enjoy, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, then it will become nauseating. Or even a song, it was so nice and therefore you got the cassette. And you heard and heard and heard and heard, a time comes, there is a saturation point and the cassette will be lying there. How many cassettes are there in your house which you don't listen at all? Because over. So here Ishwara Vibhuti Shravanam is never like that. Any amount you listen, it is enjoyable. Therefore Shrinvataha Triptihi Nasti, I am never saturated. Why? Because Amrutam. Because it is Amrutam that which I am listening. What I am listening is Amrutam. So Amrutam Srinvataha Mama. Srinvataha is Shatti Bhakti. Takarantah Pullingyaha Srinvan Srinvat Shabdaha. Shatti Ekavadanam Srinvan Srinvantau Srinvat Srinvantah. Srinvantam Srinvantau Srinvataha Mama Shashti Bhakti. Amrutam Srinvataha Me, that Me word is there, you should go with Srinvataha. Triptihi Nasti, therefore may you repeat the topic. And don't repeat as you did before in two verses. Previously you said in two verses, Vistarena. Now I want more elaborately. That's why several verses are going to come hereafter. Continuing. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Hantate Kathayishyami. Divyakhyatma Vibhutayaha. Pradhanyatah Kuru Shrestha. Nastyanto Vistarasya Me. So with the previous verse, Arjuna's request for Vibhuti Varnanam, the description of Ishwara's glories, that request is over. Now Krishna is going to accept Arjuna's request and he is going to give a huge list for which he gives introduction. And Bhagavan also will certainly accept Arjuna's request because Bhagavan has to talk about what? His own glory. Who will not love to talk about himself or herself? We are waiting. Suppose I tell, please talk something about you. Odane vanduduve. That's why I am not asking you also. Who will not love to talk about oneself? And that's why even if nobody asks, they will say, I would like to introduce myself first. And then I will come to the topic. No, they will never come to the topic. The introduction takes 45 minutes because I always love to talk about myself. Even though I don't have any glories. So that being so, why will not Bhagavan enjoy? And that's why everybody loves to talk about Vedanta or listen to Vedanta, because Vedanta is talking about whose glories? My glory. That's why I am also not tired. That's why you are also not tired. Because I will say I am talking about my glories. But how do you listen? Or how are you supposed to listen? So when I say I am Satchidananda, you can own up the same glory. When I say Mayeva Sakalam Jatam Mai Sarvam Pradishtitam, you can also claim all these glories as yours. And therefore Krishna happily accepts to describe his glories. Hanta. Hanta means very well. Okay, fine. It is just a particle. Very well. Atma vibhutayaha te kathayishyami. I shall certainly narrate, enumerate, enlist. Atma vibhutayaha, my glories. Here also the word atma is reflexive pronoun. My own glories. And what type of glories? Divyaha, which are extraordinary. Because even ordinary things are Bhagavan's glories only. As I said, opening the mouth itself is the glory of Bhagavan. We will know only when you meet a person who has got a locked jaw. Locked jaw means what? You opened and he was not able to close. Somewhere something got stuck. And similarly, anything that we regularly doing, when you see someone who is not able to do that, then you suddenly recognize hand movement is the glory given by the Lord. It is the vibhuti of the Lord. But these are all what? Laukika vibhutayaha. And if I am going to enumerate all these ordinary glories, like from winking onwards. Why winking we do? The eyes have to be kept wet. Otherwise it will crack. So tear glands are there and regular interval it is wiped. And somebody doesn't have tear glands. You know what they have to do? It seems filler ala constant drop one day. Imagine. So you have to all sit with the filler and regular intervals you have to apply. How terrible it will be. It is automatically there. But these are all what? Laukika vibhutayaha. Krishna says, if I have to enumerate them, then it will be endless, and therefore I am only going to talk about what? Divyaha vibhutayaha, extraordinary glories of mine, which can serve as a symbol. And that is why in Taittiriya Upanishads, we have got meditation on every limb of the body, so that we will not take any limb for granted. As we grow old only, we will know that. Kshema iti vachi, yoga kshema iti prana panayoho, karmeti hastayoho, gatiriti padayoho, vimuktiriti payau. Even meditation on the organ of evacuation. So which we think it is an unholy organ because it is removing the waste. Therefore, how can I think of such organ? Upanishad prescribes a meditation on the organ of evacuation. You will know its value only when it doesn't function or it over-function. Swamiji, 25 தேரம் பாத்ரூம் போயிட்டு வந்தேன் அப்பதான் தெரியும். இல்லைன்னா போகவே இல்லைன்னா கான்ஸ்டிபேஷன் ப்ராப்ளம், திஸ் ப்ராப்ளம், தட் ப்ராப்ளம். So therefore, Veda prescribes meditation. In Keno Upanishad, we saw even winking meditation. Tasteisha adesho yedetad vidyuto vyadyutada iti nyamimishada ityadi daivatam. You don't take even your winking faculty for granted. That is another beautiful gift. Everything I should see the glory. It requires a mind which can pay attention. Right mindfulness, minding everything. And therefore, everything is Bhagavan's glory. But we are going to take the extraordinary ones. So, Divyaha Atma Vibhutayaha Kathayishyami. And even extraordinary glories are innumerable. Even though it will be less than ordinary, but even if you take extraordinary glories, they will be innumerable. We can never complete the 10th chapter. Therefore, Krishna says, Pradhanyataha. I am going to only choose a few samples. And what is the reason I am going to be selective? The reason is, Mama Vistarasya Antaha Nasti. There is no limit or end to my Vibhuti. Vistaraha means Vibhutihi. So there is no end to my glories because it consists of the whole universe. Not only Bhuloka, but all the 14 lokas are there. Therefore, there is no end. He Kurushrestha, He Arjuna. And here itself Krishna hints, if you take among the Kuru people also, Arjuna, you are so glorious that you can become a symbol of meditation. That's why when there is a thunder and lightning and a person is very frightened, they tell you remember Arjuna. So therefore, even Arjuna has become a representative of Bhagavan's Vibhuti. Krishna himself is going to tell this later, Pandavanam Dhananjayaha Asmi. So he addresses appropriately Kurushrestha, the greatest among Kurus, Kuru family. Continuing. Aham Atma Guda Kesha. Sarva Bhuta Shajasthitaha. Aham Adishcha Madhyancha. Bhutanamanta evacha. So the list begins here. Verse number 20. The list of Bhagavan's glories. And it goes up to verse number 38. Krishna gives a very elaborate list. And while enumerating Bhagavan's Vibhuti, Krishna wants to first talk about the Vibhuti of Bhagavan as Nirgunam Brahma, which is the subtlest and which is the highest order of reality among the three orders of reality. If you remember, Krishna wants first to enumerate the highest order of reality, Vibhuti. And what is that? Chaitanyam is the fundamental glory and nature of God, because that Chaitanyam alone makes the entire living being, living being species alive. So if the plant is alive, an animal is alive, if a human being is alive and capable of discussing this topic, it is only because of what? Chaitanyam, Shrotrasya Shrotram, Manaso Manoyatu. Every organ is an organ only because of sentiency. And that sentiency is my gift, because I am Chaitanya Swarupaha Chidrupaha. And that is why in Lalita Sahasranama, Vishnu Sahasranama, etc., various Maya glories of Mother is described. But in the list, we have got also the glory of Nirguna Mother, Satchidananda Rupini. So Sat, Chit and Ananda, that Rupam is also described. So Krishna starts with Chaitanya Vibhuti in this verse. And so therefore, what is our meditation now? That I am alive. That very life is the manifestation of Ishvara Vibhuti. Therefore, respect life. So this is our one of the fundamental principle, respect life. And because of our respect for life alone, Ahimsa becomes Paramo Dharma. Because I see every living being as endowed with God's gift of life, and therefore I revere life. Therefore my aim is to avoid Himsa, or at least minimize Himsa. Even non-vegetarianism is condemned and vegetarianism is glorified because of the fundamental principle of reverence for any form of life. Therefore, first glory is what? Chaitanyam. And then the last glory also is the Nirguna Ishvara Vibhuti. And you know what is that? Sadrupam or Sattasvarupam, the very existence principle, because of which I am able to say table is, chair is, pen is, book is. So when you say a pot is, the very easiness of the pot is borrowed from where? Can you guess? The very easiness or existence of pot is borrowed from where? Clay, the material cause only. If you remove the clay from the pot, can there be pot? Therefore, an effect exists only by borrowing existence from the cause. An effect does not have its own existence. If an effect has got its own existence, then cause will be sitting there, gold will be sitting there, and a bangle will be sitting there. Is it possible? Wherever bangle is, there gold must be there, because the very easiness of bangle is the blessing of what? Gold. And therefore, cause is always manifest in the effect as the very existence. Cause manifests in the effect as the very existence, otherwise called easiness. Bhagavan being the cause, world being the effect, Bhagavan manifest in the world as what? As the very existence. Therefore, space is, when you say easiness belongs to what? God. Air is, easiness belongs to God. And when the whole creation resolves, only the Namarupas will resolve, the existence will go back to where? When the bangle, chain and ring are melted, bangle is resolved, chain is resolved, a ring is resolved, where does the existence go? The existence will go back to the very gold itself. So at the time of origination, bangle etc. take existence from gold, and at the time of destruction, bangle etc. lend the existence back to the gold. And therefore, Bhagavan is all over Thunilum Irupar. Eppidi irupar? Irupaha irupar. Irupu na nartham? Irupu sonna existence. Avar irikkirar, 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 irikkirar. Engathila common enna? Irupu tanmai is the common. So, Thunilum irupaha irupar. Thurumbilum irupaha irupar. Yasyaivas puranam sadatmakam asat kalpārthakam bhāsate. So, the two main glories of Bhagavan is Chidrupa Vibhutihi and Sadrupa Vibhutihi. So, Krishna starts with Chidrupa Vibhuti in verse number 20 and he concludes with Sadrupa Vibhuti in verse number 39. So in 39 he concludes with Sadrupa Vibhuti. So best form of meditation is what? Tachidrupena, see the Lord everywhere. And that is in whom? Existence and consciousness are there in which person? In which person it is there? Get enna vadil solana? You should not answer. You should ask a counter question. In which person it is not there? That's why everyone starts with what? Who are you? When I ask, you start with what? I, consciousness, am existence. I am is universal. But Krishna finds, when these two glories are talked about, many people raise their eyebrow, puriyave illaye, because existence is an abstract concept, very difficult to conceive, separate from the object. Consciousness is an abstract concept, and therefore Krishna comes down, he says, ideal will be to meditate as sat and chit. But if you find your intellect is not subtle enough, intellect is not sharp enough, I will come down to concrete objects of meditation, concrete glories. And therefore, nirguna mahima in the beginning and end, saguna mahima in the middle. This is Krishna's approach. Now look at this shloka. He Gudakesha. Gudakesha means Sattva Guni. Hey Arjuna, I take you to be an advanced student with a sharp and subtle intellect. And if you are such an intellect, then the ideal meditation will be what? As the consciousness which we have described often before. Do you remember the description of consciousness? Consciousness is not a part, property or product of the body. Consciousness is an independent entity pervading the body and enlivening the body. Consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of the body. And consciousness survives even when the body dissolves, such an abstract, formless, colorless, dimensionless consciousness, I hope you can meditate upon. And that's why I am giving you the title, what? Gudakeshaha means what? Sattvic one. Gudaka means tamogunaha or nidra. Gudaka means tamoguna or nidra or a dull intellect is called gudaka. Ishaha means what? The master, the conqueror. So the one who has conquered the dullness, the one who has conquered tamoguna, which means the one who is sattvic in nature. And therefore, Arjuna, you look upon me as the very consciousness. And where is that consciousness? Sarva bhuta ashaya sthitaha, which is there in the mind of every living being. Ashaya means mind. Sthitaha means abiding, indwelling, residing in sarva bhuta, not even every human being, every living being, including animals and plants. Therefore, in my mind is also, in my mind also, Bhagavan is there in the form of Atma, the witness consciousness. And what does it witness? It witnesses the presence of thoughts, and it also witnesses the absence of thought. When I say I have thoughts, I am aware of my thoughts. And when you say my mind is blank, that blankness is also aware because of that Chaitanyam, that very Chaitanyam I am. So, sarva bhuta achaya sthitaha. So, this is chidrupa vibhutihi. More, we will see in the next class. Hari Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.